Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this individual asks why she's single. Is it because she's hideous or just too picky? She says no, it's because her schwing schwang is so big that it might end someone. So she isn't really a she, and that's the real reason that they're single. In addition to that, I think this individual is also hideous and too picky. It's an all-of-the-above sort of situation. This just proves you can't be too careful going out and dating these days. Up next, remember you have to pay taxes to protect you from the consequences of not paying taxes. And that's how the mafia works. Or government, don't you know? Remember that the state is the largest mafia there is, and it doesn't even need your money. It just prints it out of thin air, debasing your savings, and then taking more by taxing you, so you don't get ahead and have to keep on working as a serf to the state and corporations. Meanwhile, the wealthiest pay the least amount of tax. Number three, looks like there's a 9/11 for incels and femcels, if they even exist, as a ChatGPT update deletes hundreds of AI boyfriends and girlfriends. I'm sure they haven't been fully deleted and that OpenAI is just storing people's preferences for a digital partner, that they'll eventually sell to some company so that they know what you're turned on by, and so it'll eventually target ads to you. Remember, Grok and OpenAI aren't free. They're harvesting your information to profile you for nefarious reasons. Moving on, this guy says that marriage is simple, that you have to keep her fed and let her sleep or she'll be mean to you for no reason. Joke's on him, she'll always be mean, regardless of what you do. Also, can't you feel the tension just looking at this guy's body language and that deer in headlights expression? And people wonder why I don't want to get married. Also, look at the flowers in the background. She probably grilled him about them not being the right color and cuts. Number five, leftists always say that it shouldn't matter who you love. When you say you love Jesus, suddenly it seems to matter. Because if you're part of the Christian religion, then you can't be part of a woke one. That's why this leftist isn't happy. The reason America is fragmented is because most of the population has lost its Judeo-Christian value system. And nature doesn't like a vacuum and is filling it with feminism, social justice, and other wishful thinking. Up next, if you want to know one of the reasons that the left hated Charlie Kirk so much, is because mostly he was making the biggest difference on college campuses. Young voters in college campuses shifted towards Trump. So I guess the people that said this current young generation would be the most conservative since the 1940s were absolutely right. Conservatives have way more children than leftists, and that's probably the real reason this shift is happening. More young people with right-leaning parents compared to those on the left. Number seven, before Charlie was taken out, Rolling Stone said that cancel culture is good for democracy. But afterwards, they didn't seem too happy that people were losing their jobs for criticizing Kirk. Translation, cancel culture is good for democracy when we use it to cancel our opponents. And it's bad when it's used to silence us. The difference is not that people are being canceled for their political views, but instead for celebrating a murderer. Big difference there. Moving on, Oprah got a $40 million loan to help rebuild her mansion after the Maui fires, yet her property didn't even burn down. To be honest, I don't even know why she bothered because her net worth is well over $3 billion already. She's probably thinking, why use mine when I can take yours? The ordinary citizens. She probably used the money to buy AI tech stocks, gold, or Bitcoin, or invest in her own business for all we know. So I guess giving her audience free cars paid off after all. Number 9, a landlord painted your apartment, and he's now going to jack up the rent by an extra $500 a month. I can never understand why mom and pop landlords would do such things. Growing up, my dad was a landlord, and he would also paint over the plastic light and electric parts, except without actually covering the power sockets and light switches. In this case, the landlord is smart because if you can't use power, he saves on the electricity bills as well. Up next, why is Ella Imhoff still around after her stepmom Kamala wasn't elected president? Here she is stunning people at a Prada beauty event. At this point, she's just damaging the Prada brand. Makes you wonder why the left pushes such ugly women on us. She looks more masculine than feminine. I think the left does this because liberal women are so ugly, in fact, that liberal men would rather put on dresses and smash each other instead of them. Number 11, this is so predictable. An all-woman nightclub shut down after opening night after failing to sell a single bottle of liquor. Goes to show that men are the source of revenue for nightclubs. Women are usually let in for free. When I was younger, us guys had to pay the cover charge and then go around buying women drinks. Turns out that freeloaders with boobs are actually bad for business. Based on the sketchy AI here, it's a fake story. But you know it would be true if this place actually opened. Moving on, a lover's guide says a woman knows her body count is important. And that's why she'd lie to you about it. Of course. They don't want you to know that they're incapable of bonding with you because they're internally bonded to some chat from 5 to 10 years ago. And now you're just a beta backup bomb. They can't love us the way that we love them. The very least they can do is pick us if we are their first pick or even the best that they can get. Number 13, here's something that's true yet doesn't shock me. That the U.S. Senate quietly voted to block the release of the Epstein files only 3 hours after the Charlie Kirk incident. You know what they say in politics, that you never let a good crisis go to waste. Actually, it happened more than 3 hours later, and it was coincidental, and it was already in motion. I guess they just can't have the public finding out how the tiny hats blackmail U.S. officials. Up next, Bryan Cranston says that if you're in a relationship with a trans woman, then you're in a heterosexual relationship because she's a woman and you're a man. Actually, it's more likely that you're just gay with extra steps. Some people are also suggesting that it's a new category of sexual orientation. But why won't people just admit that they're gay? It's safer now to come out of the closet than at any point in history. Who cares if you have a futanari fetish? Number 15 leftoys say that they're forcing their kids to go to church each week, which is indoctrinating them. Yes, as humans, we naturally seek out to be indoctrinated and to find meaning in this world. The leftoids want to indoctrinate your kids instead because it's their only way to reproduce themselves. They're just jealous that they can't indoctrinate them instead. Both ideologies are bad, but the one on the right is less bad. I'm not referring to faith, but church politics and whatnot. Moving on, in the past, doctors would bleed people to help cure disease and do other weird pseudoscience on people. Looks like human nature hasn't changed and we still do weird things for health and science when we are desperate for solutions. I can understand people doing irrational things for their health when they're desperate, but changing beauty standards for no reason than to have people that don't find you attractive is kind of crazy. Number 17, this 16-year-old guy jumped into a river after three girls in a car fell in, and he saved their lives as well as the struggling police officers. I want to see more of this from the black community. Dark-skinned folks are stereotypically not known for going in the water all that much. And yet this guy did and saved four lives because of it. We need to find a link where we can throw some money for his college fund. This guy needs to be seen as a role model in his community. Up next, looks like Cornell University has jumped the shark, saying that there's no evidence that an aging or declining population affects the socioeconomic situation in the country. Yeah, right. Less people means a smaller economy. And if that wasn't the case, then why are countries importing tons of third worlders to work in them and boost their GDP per capita? People are the economy. Less people and you have less of an economy. Who writes this crazy stuff? Number 19, the director of Tron Ares says he didn't want to bring anyone else in from the old film except Jeb Bridges, because they actually wanted to take things in a new direction. Such a missed opportunity. But the trailer looks pretty amazing and I have hope that it's actually going to work. Disney hasn't let me down with Tron yet. What I'm really shocked about in this film is that Jared Leto took time away from sleeping with all the women in his cult. Moving on, man overboard is now an offensive term according to the Royal Yachting Association. I wouldn't be surprised if someone said it in the UK and was then arrested under their Harms Act. They suggest that it should be replaced with person in water, because you know that just rolls off your tongue. It's all about making language more inclusive. If you call the Coast Guard and say person in the water, they'll probably get confused. And they'll think you're a prank caller and someone will actually drown. Number 21, here's a woman from the Midwest that's innate there after a decade in NYC, realizing that life's not an episode of Friends and that the 1% of men there only marry the 1% of women and they don't want her. Her eyes look like they're staring down a boulevard of broken dreams. I don't know about innate, she looks more like a 4 or an Iowa 5 on a good day. Plus now she's aged out and she realizes that she's got to go back to living with her parents. Up next, the bars are empty, speed dating can only get women, and no men to sign up, and nightclubs are dying out. Women are wondering what's going on with all the men. We don't want to waste our money buying women drinks because the economy is awful these days. Or waste money on speed dating events where we pay for the privilege of giving women attention. I'm just waiting for the point where men will use technology to reproduce, and women will be finished because most don't even want kids anymore. Number 23, she's upset because she learned that alphabet people representation on television has dropped by 36%. And critics are saying it's a setback for the community with trans characters dropping back to 2017 levels. They say it's in a dangerous decline. Dangerous for alphabet people because they might start to see their numbers decline as more conservatives are born, and they don't consume their content anymore. Why are the experts saying all of this? Do their last names start with precious metals, perhaps? Moving on, here's the difference between adultery in biblical times versus in modern times. We used to punish the evildoers, and today we reward them with alimony and child support payments. No ancient societies tolerated adultery. So why do we tolerate it today? Simple. Because women make up the majority of voters, and they make the government make the rules so they can commit adultery and get rewarded for it. The politicians have violated the social contract to keep their own jobs. Number 25 on the last one, Princess Quinty says that Ice Spice looks 100 times better than Sydney Sweeney in a red dress. Sure she does. She looks more like one of the residents from the capital city in the Hunger Games. And to be honest, I think I look better in a red dress than Ice Spice as well. Her hair, most likely a wig, also looks like something I used to wash my car with. I honestly don't think that Ice Spice has looked good in anything. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.